You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A few weeks ago, the New Zealand Film Commission established a regional film office in Whanganui to stimulate economic growth, support local film industry talent, and potentially help grow Whanganui as a regional screen production hub. With two feature productions filmed there at the beginning of this year and a large percentage of the population working in the screen production industry, the establishment of the office is a big step in growing Whanganui as its own screen production hub. This morning, Francis caught up with Emma Budgeon, the strategic leader for the creative industry and arts at Whanganui & Partners, to talk about what the film office's role is, what it means for creative practitioners and for the wider community. Here they are now.
Can you begin by telling me how the film office was established and how it fits into the wider film industry in Aotearoa?
Sure. I work at Whanganui & Partners, which is the economic development agency for Whanganui. And I started my job the first day of lockdown last year, and not an ideal time to start a job. And one of the first things, so I'm the strategic lead creative industries, and one of the first things I did was reach out to different parts of the creative community and say, what are the gaps? And it really quickly emerged that we have a huge number of people who work in the screen industry in Whanganui. They live here, they own houses here, they've got kids that go to school here, but they work elsewhere. Mm. So a lot of their work is in Wellington and Auckland, overseas. So we really wanted to support that sector, and part of supporting that is assisting to bring productions to town so that locals can work here instead of commuting, and also just supporting local filmmakers to develop their own projects that tell our stories as well. So becoming a regional film office, you become an interim office, which we became in, I think, September last year, and then you prove that you can do all the work of a film office, and we became a fully fledged one just a few weeks ago. And there are regional film offices around New Zealand. There's really established ones like Auckland, Wellington, Dunedin, and it's a network that's very supportive and collaborative and works closely with the New Zealand Film Commission.
What will the film office do for the Whanganui economy going forward? Do you have any projections for that?
Data is a slippery beast. I mean, overall, we know that there's 21,000 jobs in New Zealand in the screen industry, and screen industry is worth $2.7 billion to GDP nationally. Obviously, a lot of that is Auckland, Wellington. But just to give you a very small example, we had A24, a LA production company, ended up shooting two feature films back-to-back in Whanganui over the first half of the year. And it's very hard to extract data from production companies. They don't want to give away their secrets, but they did give us a really comprehensive list of local businesses they worked with while they were here shooting. And that was over 120 local businesses. And that's, you know, most accommodation providers, right through to plumbers, electricians, art department, makeup artists, set construction, right through to literally every op shop in Whanganui. And they filmed, their key site was near a little rural community, Fordell, and apparently Fordell's gas station did very well out of pie sales. So, yeah, I mean, just data generally shows that a film of that scale, which is a low budget by international standards, would have an economic benefit of around $3.4 million to the region it's filmed in. So even if we shared some of that benefit with Wellington, Martin, Foxton, given that we had two films back-to-back, shows that, you know, that's significant economic value, even for small regional centres.
And what does the film office mean for creative practitioners, especially in the area?
We hope that it supports their aspirations. That's our number one priority, is supporting their hopes and dreams, whether that's bringing in and supporting productions from elsewhere that they might get employed on, but also assisting them to realise their own projects, which I guess would tell our local stories, which is something I'm really passionate about.
Do you have any examples of practitioners who have benefited from the film industry in Whanganui in the past?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot. We had the film River Queen, and I think it was 2005 was filmed here, and that was filmed up and down the Awa, and that employed quite a lot of local people, many of whom actually went on to have careers in the screen industry. Just to name one, Lee Williams, she was a textiles student at the time, and she ended up working as an assistant in the costume department. She went on to work for Weta Workshop for years, worked on a lot of major films. And she recently returned home to Whanganui to set up Paituia, which is a production house for textiles for film, TV and theatre. And the really exciting thing about what she's doing is she's bringing contracts for productions elsewhere to Whanganui, and she's employing locals to upskill them to work on those projects.
Mm.
So she's one of many examples.
Yeah, it's a fantastic story. And you mentioned running workshops to upskill locals as part of the film office's work as well going forward. Can you tell me a little bit about those and what you're expecting them to look like?
Yeah, so that's the next focus. So the first thing that happened was, as soon as we established, we suddenly had the good fortune to have feature films land in our lap, which was great, but it meant we were very busy supporting them and facilitating their work. And now our focus has turned to the locals. So the first step is we've just launched a film directory for Whanganui, filmwhanganui.nz, which is a free listing directory that locals can list their services, and also locations can be listed there. And our next step is moving on to doing workshops. And one of the things we're really interested in is supporting local filmmakers to apply for funding to places like the New Zealand Film Commission for their own projects, and also supporting crew training as well.
Do you think that locals feel more supported now that there is a film office in Whanganui to put themselves out there and perhaps pitch a film or apply for funding?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we have a great community of talent here, but like I say, many of them are working elsewhere. So there hasn't necessarily been a sense of a Whanganui scene. And I think hopefully having a film office is just one of the cogs in really bringing that to the surface and really making that visible and celebrating what we have.
Fantastic. Yes, yeah, it's really exciting. We'll look forward to watching the fruits of your labour on screen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Emma. Ka kite.
That was Emma Budgen, the Whanganui and Partners Strategic Lead for the Creative Industry and Arts, speaking with Francis about the Whanganui Film Office.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.